Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth episode of the Low Mid Podcast, dopest podcast in the world.
Youngest podcast in the world, too. Let's get it.
The most flyest podcast in the world. Fuck you mean?
You already know what the fuck going on. I'm Huey Revolution. I'm one of your hosts. And with me, as always, I got...
Ramil right here to his left.
Well, my right.
His right. My left. Did
and
you feel me?
On my left, I got...
We got your boy Nemo in the building as well.
Yeah, bro. You already know what the fuck going on. Episode 8, the lucky number episode. Even
wait,
though I said that about...
I thought 7 was lucky.
Well, 8's my lucky number.
8's not my lucky number. That's literally one of my unlucky numbers, if you know.
8's my lucky number.
Y'all have lucky numbers?
Yeah. $8 an hour. You didn't notice my shirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. It makes sense.
My shirt on my little splash thing. He has an 8 on his...
Swear to God.
I put a lot of attention to detail. What did I drop my project? January 8th, 2018.
No, it was January 18th.
Bro. Well, January 18th, 2018. I usually drop stuff. You know what I'm saying? We don't got to get into all that.
He likes the number 8.
It's my favorite number episode. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to be talking about Lil Nas X, the Lion King trailer. We're going to get into our top 3 lists of the day, which for today is...
Celebrity crushes.
Interesting.
And then we're going to get into our
show and tell topics. Yes, sir.
All right, let's get into it. All right, so honestly, bro, I'm tired of hearing this song.
Do you like the song?
We're talking about, first of all, Lil Nas X, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to cover this like 2 weeks ago, but we had other things to cover. But now that he's making some headway back into the lines.
For those of you who don't know, Lil Nas X is a... You probably know who he is. Yeah. If you don't know who he is, you've definitely heard his song. Yeah. He's a rapper coming up. He's got that song, Old Town Road.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's that country rap blend.
Country trap song. Yep. It's been the talk of the town for like forever.
A good month now. Yeah. Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff going on with that, so let's get into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, so first of all, this guy's song was climbing up the charts, but like it really started out as just a meme type of thing.
Yeah.
But it actually ended up being kind of fire to some people's ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's that the fact that it's blended in so well. The two genres are blended in so well. I guess that's probably why it started climbing up. And then this man started trolling around. He was climbing up the country charts too. So when they saw that
country charts,
when they saw that, it was like, wait a minute, this doesn't have enough country elements because it's only the same notes being played or whatever. But then when Billy Ray Cyrus saw that,
Billboard took it off the country charts.
Yeah, forgot to mention that. Yeah.
It was number one on the country charts. A lot of people were upset about that, and Billboard took it off.
Yeah, for like a good week or two.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But then, they took it off because it didn't have enough elements. But Billy Ray Cyrus, he disagreed with that. He was like, what? It's got a banjo, it's got an infectious hook,
and it's got heart.
Yep. So what else does it need? Like, what the fuck? So,
and I feel like he was like the perfect, like, I think he was a perfect name to hop on the song since we all like the black community generally knows Billy Ray Cyrus.
Because
of Hannah Montana.
At least
we know
Montana.
So then it was like when Billy Ray Cyrus was like, man, fuck that shit, man. We're going to do that shit. I was like, yo, Billy Ray Cyrus is the GOAT for that.
Perfect unifier, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, perfect bridge.
Billy Ray Cyrus hopped on the song for a remix, dog.
Yes. And honestly, bro, when I heard that remix for the first time, I was like,
it's just kind of tight.
Okay. He making it sound more country. And it's fine. Okay.
So keeping in mind that Billboard took it off its charts, or the country charts, but then when I looked on Apple Music, so this is how it breaks down. So right now, Old Town Road is the number one song on Billboard Hot 100.
Like, yeah,
number one song in
for
America.
Both rap and country.
No, not for country right now.
Really?
No. Yeah, I got the list mixed up. No. This is what it was on Apple. They have the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X as number one on country.
Oh, okay.
And then
This
is still for Apple. For hip-hop, Old Town Road, just regular Old Town Road, is number one as the number one hip-hop song.
Yeah.
On Billboard, it's also, it's the number one R&B slash, it's the number one hip-hop slash R&B song. It's in that category, which is weird. I don't know why hip-hop and R&B are on the same charts, but that's a discussion for another day. So it's number one there, and it's just the number one song in the nation.
Yeah.
So all this controversy with Billboard and them taking it off is really, and all the memes have just propelled this man into, God, like, the number one spot.
Yeah, and it's crazy because the fact that a meme is at the number one of the Billboards,
yeah,
and it's kind of funny.
By the way,
it's pretty funny.
He
damn
smashed
funny.
Drake's streaming record with this one song.
Yeah.
It had over 80 million streams in 1 week, which shattered Drake's record of 69 million. So he has a song he's breaking Drake's records in this
and
one fucking song.
Right. All the records that Drake is breaking, and he's breaking Drake's records.
Yeah.
And it's a meme.
By the way, just a little cross promotion shout out. We talked. I was on the Is the Mic Still On podcast, the latest episode by the time this comes out, and we talked about this a little bit there. I just wanted to shout that episode out because it was a really good episode. So y'all go listen to that.
I actually watched that episode. Very good discussion all around.
Yeah.
And, it was.
Even though I made a bad joke at the beginning, but the episode was still tight. So y'all check
definitely
that out.
Check that
y'all
out check when that it comes out.
But back to our discussion. So what do y'all think about this?
Honestly, bro, I'm tired of hearing this song, bro, because all last week I've been hearing this song playing in the streets. And okay, so
in the streets.
Another little side story. So the way that I wake up in the morning is somebody two houses down, they always blast some music, blast some loud bass booming music, right? So that's how I be waking up. But lately, they've been blasting this song, and I do not like that because, first of all, the song is, I mean, it sounds good, but it's only all right to me. Like, it's not the type of song that I would put in my playlist or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a good meme or whatever. But, like, the fact that we got niggas out here bumping this in the streets, and it's not even just that house, bro, because when I see cars passing down the street or whatever, they're playing that song, too, and I'm like, dang. They really like this song.
Yeah, man. It's the and number I think one all, song in the nation.
That's
right
what
now.
I'm saying. It's like, it's also the novelty of, like, people know it's a joke. So people joke about the joke. They're like, yo, this is the best shit ever. Song of the year. Like, what the fuck? People hype it up when they know it ain't, when they know it's a joke.
Well, I think it's a pretty good song.
No, I like the song sonically, too. I'm just saying, people know, like.
It is kind of a joke. So
yeah,
that,
like,
that
people.
Feeds into it.
Yeah.
Jokes that are actually, like when songs are joke songs, but they're actually good quality, that shit just makes it even fucking funnier.
Yeah, it's like this shit is actually kind of bumping. It's like,
yeah, I'm gonna.
That kind of like, just that analogy kind of reminds me of, you remember that Bed Intruder song that came out like a long time ago about that dude? Remember that dude?
Yeah.
Like, it kind of had like a jingle to it. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Oh,
you
remember we're that? You. We're gonna find you.
We're gonna find you. I'm like, look, I heard it. My mom showed it to me and I was like, you can run and tell that. Like,
that
it was actually good.
It was kind of lit.
That's
oh
like,
my God. That was back when memes were like.
Yeah, like that was the infancy of
memes
it.
Memes weren't even called memes back then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was just
like, look at this video. And it just, you know.
That shit was like, I feel like this song is another example of how, like, something he could have not been taken so seriously. He kind of threw it on like a semi kind of cool beat, and then it just kind of flowed, and people went with it, and it worked.
So, do y'all know anything about Lil Nas X besides this song?
I don't.
Okay. I know a little bit, all right? I know that, I'm going to get into details about my theories later, but I know that he's got other music other than this one country song.
Like, I would hope so.
This is literally his only, this is literally his only country song, bro.
Yeah.
And he literally only started music because the fans of his Nicki Minaj fan pages were like, oh, yeah, you should make music too. So he started doing that, right? Mm-hmm. He dropped a mixtape and fucking over the summer last year, and it received a little bit of a appeal from his fans, I guess. But then when he dropped this Old Town West song on some joking shit, niggas
blew
were like, "Oh shit, this is crazy!" Like, he already had a huge fan base from the Nicki Minaj stuff and like just doing viral tweets or whatever.
Yeah. So with me, after hearing this Old Town Road song, I don't know what made me like the song is. To me, it's pretty good. You know, it's not the best song ever, but it's funny and it's a pretty good sounding song, right?
Yeah.
So I went and I checked out some of his other music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like stuff that's like kind of way older. At least that's like on his YouTube channel and stuff. And to me, I was like, some of the songs, like the production isn't all there, obviously, because he's just starting out. But I was like, some of these shits are pretty good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's got like kind of a perfect meld of that new wave sound with his own thing.
Yeah, he's not a bad artist at all.
No, he's not. And like if you go to his Instagram page and you listen to some of these snippets that he's been dropping, like the one for Panini, Titanic. When I first heard that Titanic snippet, I was like, okay, this kid can make some good music. And that Panini shit, even Ski Mask commented under that shit and was like, this shit's hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, well, shit, nigga, let's do a song together or whatever. It's a lot of people commenting under that post that are like, okay. Those three songs that he has in that snippets, it's Don't Want It, Panini, and Titanic. Those shits are hard, bro. His music sounds dope besides just the Old Town Road shit. So
I mean, I hope, check it out.
I think he has the potential to be one of the few artists ever, and he's probably the biggest one-hit wonder recent times.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can break that because his music has potential. He's just signed to what, Columbia?
Yep, just signed to Columbia.
Just signed a deal.
I hope they don't fuck him over. I hope they let him release his songs because strike while the iron is hot. Right now, he's doing a lot of I am kind of starting to get, well, I'm not really tired of hearing it, but I'm about to be, like, hearing Old Town Road. He's doing a lot of posting it on his page, which is smart.
Yeah.
A lot of his posts get a lot of views and shit. But
good fans.
While the hype is still high, you know, I guess.
Drop the other shit, too,
Yeah, drop the other shit. Let people see your diversity, because a lot of people just know you as Old Town Road nigga.
But then, man, he might fear that if he drops his other shit, people might not take him seriously.
True.
Or,
but they're,
you know what
good.
I'm saying?
The other shit is, that would be the concern. The other shit was whack. But, like, he's got that label money. He's got the ability to make it sound sonically great. Because, like, Old Town Road is probably his most sonically pleasing song besides his other ones.
True, yeah.
The other ones, he's, like, more rapping.
So is he a rapper, or is he more, like, on the melodic thing?
He's both, a melodic thing.
But he does more of the melodic thing. He's, like, just a hip-hop artist, I guess.
Yeah.
So what artist would you compare him to? Like, what's some of his contemporaries?
That's hard, man.
Probably some weird version of Uzi or Mosey.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say Mosey. I was going to say, like, Mosey.
Or, like, Lil Skies or something. But I don't know, a very weird version
of
Skies.
He's in that lane of, like, Mosey Juice World, all them niggas.
Yeah, like.
But, like, with his own little flavor on it.
Own little flavor, yeah.
Do y'all think there's a meaning behind his name? Lil Nas?
Lil Nas X? Maybe.
I think there's possibly something he's trying to say with that name. I just thought about that the other day.
I don't know if
this is related to Nas. But I don't know. I'd be interested to know why he named himself that.
Yeah, I'm just interested in the name.
I've been wondering about that.
Because, like, he's a rapper, so it's like if somebody was like, Nas is not a common name, so it's like Lil Nas.
But he's been using the name Nas even before the rap shit, like for his Nicki Minaj fan pages shit and his Twitter shit.
Oh, really?
See, like I said, you were gonna bring something that I didn't know about.
I did not know he was doing all that shit either.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Yeah, that's interesting. I want to know why. I just want to know the origin behind that name because it's like. It's weird, but I like it.
Yeah, and he's from Atlanta, so shout out there.
Yeah, and he's from Atlanta.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out. You know what I'm saying? We all repping ATL in here.
Because, like, when I look at a picture of this kid, I see, like, oh, yeah, he's just an average. He's just like one of us, basically.
Yeah.
He's blowing up right now.
Yeah.
Number one in the nation fucking meme. When you first heard this song, you did not think it was going to be the number one song on Billboard Hot fucking 100.
No, nobody thought that. Nobody probably thought anything of it. And then if it just, like, overnight, you just start seeing, like, the memes and, like, people start sharing it. I saw a girl who I know through my cousin. She was just, like, listening to it casually just on her Instagram story. And I'm just like, people are fucking with this shit. Like,
and by the way, not only is he number one, but he has over three times the number of points as the number two song on the Billboard Hot 100, which is Sunflower. So he's over three. He's going to be there for a little
minute. He's gonna, even the next best thing is still pretty far behind.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Wow. So.
Hey, man, shout out to Lil Nas X, man. Hey, man, you're doing your thing, dog. Like,
yeah, he just reached the top.
So speaking on his situation, what do you guys think about their initial reception that he got from the country music community about when he tried to do this song? Because we all know that wasn't easy. We heard about, like, how, you know, like,
honestly, like, he's been getting mixed reactions from the country communities. A lot of them like it. Some of them, I guess, don't like it that much.
A lot of the more, I guess, what we were talking, we actually talked about this on another Dead in Hip Hop video, and the consensus I get is, like, a lot of the more pop country artists are more accepting, and then a lot of the more traditional fans of country are, like, get this shit out of here. Like, get this shit out of here, dude. The fuck is this, bro?
Definitely parallels what happens in hip-hop to a lot of times.
But except we're just way more accepting than any other genre shit. Our genre is hip-hop / R&B on the Hot 100 chart. So that lets you know what we're doing. It's basically just the black music category.
Right, because it's like they have like... That's what I'm saying. They just used to always have... It'd be like hip-hop. Because like, I used to get confused when I saw hip-hop / rap / I'd be like, damn.
I was like, dang.
I was like, is rap hip-hop or is hip-hop not rap?
I'm like, R&B. I'm like, R&B isn't really hip-hop, but...
It's just included in everything that black people... Yeah, like we said, it's just black music.
If jazz was still as popping as it was before, it would be there too. Yeah. Hip-hop / it would just be the nigga category. Who's number one on the nigga charts? Like, that's what it would be.
The urban contemporary.
Yeah.
Like, when they say urban contemporary, like, even though that's not even, like, mostly the music that we listen to, like, whenever they say urban, that's really, like, a code word for black. Niggas. That means black. Niggas. That's fucking mean.
Black niggas.
So, urban, yeah, man, shout out to Lil Nas X when he's doing his thing.
Hey,
yeah,
man, drop Panini, bro. You know what I'm saying? And drop Titanic. He fucking put up this little poster where it's like, should I drop this tonight? Like 2 days ago. And I liked it. I was like, yeah, drop that shit tonight. But he didn't. So, yeah. That might be some label shit. Who knows? But, yeah, man, drop your songs because that's going to keep propelling you. Strike while the fucking iron is fucking hot.
I want to see if he's like, when he releases his debut album. If he decides to go to debut album, I really want to see how that's going to be carried out. Like, I want to know if he's, like, actually going to, like, if the label is actually, like, he's signed to a label. So, obviously, I would assume he has some kind of project on the way.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Not too far from this. So, like, I'm wondering, like, what if his album does great? Like, that shit is, like, critically acclaimed. Like, it goes number one. Like, what if this man legit turns into a superstar because of Old Town Road,
bro? That would be fucking legendary.
Bro. That would be the, like, you can't tell me that he's the most opposite of a one-hit wonder if that shit happens.
Yeah, and by the way, Young Thug's gonna do a remix to Old Town Road. So prepare to hear more of Old Town Road. Yeah, they posted a picture in the studio together.
Didn't Lil Nas X, he put out like a little meme tweet? He was like, I'm gonna put out. Yeah,
I literally had it pulled up to mention it. Yeah,
let me see.
Yeah.
It.
He has this tweet where he's like, my debut album Old Town Road is dropping soon, featuring number one Old Town Road, number two Old Town Road, Billy Cyrus remix, Old Town Road bass boosted, Old Town Road Young Thug, Old Town Road interlude, and Old Town Road 10-hour loop, and Old Town Road acapella. He's really big.
He is milking
memes.
Which
is good for him right now.
Yeah, yeah. He's keeping his
and
name,
bro,
in the streets.
His posts get a lot of fucking views.
How many followers does he have on IG?
He has 830,000 right now.
He'll hit a million by the end of the month.
He posts like every fucking few hours, which is atypical for most Instagram people, and he gets like. Look at this shit. A million views on his most recent video. His second most recent video.
He ran a Nicki Minaj fan page, but he know how to use that social media.
You dig? And that's like that's probably why he's adept at it to a certain degree. Yep. Also, and then just this is like unrelated, but like speaking back to like what we mentioned on the previous podcast about Kane Brown, the country singer who like I guess doesn't have the traditional appearance or look as a country singer. He has 1.8 million. So I was like, yo, he's actually like. I didn't know who he was, but I was like, yo, he's actually pretty big in the world of country music now.
Yeah, that's something else we talked about on the, what you call it?
Is the mic still on? Podcast.
Yeah, my bad.
It's a form of like intersectionality in a music sense.
Maybe, but because kind of crossing. As far as I know, what's his name again?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown. He does traditional country music.
Yeah, right? He just has a non-traditional look. Country aesthetic. Which I think is dope because it's changing the look of it.
That's cool.
I also heard that like almost half of the songs on the country charts have incorporated hip-hop elements.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what was the point that people were making, like, Billboard, you're being hypocritical, because like a lot of these pop country songs on this chart, they don't sound like traditional country.
Definitely hip-hop influenced.
We'll see what happens with that. That's something for Billboard and country fans to figure out. As far as I'm concerned though, I still think the meme is funny, but hopefully he doesn't just become just a one-hit wonder. Hopefully he does something with all this steam.
We've seen this a million times, so I'm really hoping that it lands in his favor, and I hope that he can build a sustainable career.
Yeah, because he's actually good. If he was trash, I wouldn't care, but well, in my opinion, he's good.
Yeah, you see potential in him, so you want him to go further.
Yeah.
You dig? So we're getting to the second topic, I guess.
Y'all ready for that?
Yeah, so the second topic that we're going to cover today is, of course, motherfuckers, the Lion King remake is coming out this summer. The trailer just dropped for it a couple days ago, and that shit has got us all hyped.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Like, this shit. Okay, so initially, personally, when I first heard of the remake of The Lion King is already, you know what I'm saying, as you guys might have known from previous episodes, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And a lot of people, you know, have a, you know, love relationship with that movie. And it's like, man, you like Disney can't fuck this up. It's like you literally can't fuck this up. Mm. Like, you can't fuck this up. But and it's like, how could you fuck up The Lion King? Like, you, how are you going to fuck up something that you originated and created, goddamn, mm. and come remake it and you do a worse job with the remake? How the fuck does that make sense? So yeah. I'm really hoping that they – I'm really believing, and I do believe that it's going to be a really good, really great thing to watch. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like it might get a 97 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty damn pretty high.
Yeah, because they rarely give out 90s, period. So,
yeah, it looks – okay, so much like you, like when I first heard about this Lion King remake, I was pissed. I was on some like old people shit. I was like, what the fuck? They're ruining my childhood. What the fuck is this? Like, Lion King's already perfect. You don't need to fucking remake it in the Jungle Book style just to get money, right? I saw the first trailer. I was like – the first little teaser or whatever, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this shit looks straight. Like, some of the shots look low quality. It looked like they, like, I don't know, bruh. Some of the cinematography in that first trailer, I was like, what the f-? Like, I don't know. This looks like it's going to be okay. And the lions didn't really look that realistic and shit, right?
Yeah.
But a couple of days ago, I guess them niggas rendered the hell out of that shit.
Right? It was like, let's fix this shit up for real. Let's start playing with these niggas. It was like, let's go ahead and fix this shit up.
They dropped the most recent trailer. That shit looks amazing.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend?
Just seeing the cinematography of that shit, I was like, oh shit, I'm on board. I'm on board. It looks great, and like the lions really look real.
Yeah, they do.
And I was like, wow, like, yeah, because like if you go and watch that first trailer, Simba as a little baby, I was like, what the, he does, he looks fake as shit. But now, like, Scar, Simba, Mufasa, they look. They look real as fuck.
That's
so weird.
That's an insane level of CGI ability to like be able to pull that off. Like, technology is going fucking crazy with this shit. And so if you guys don't know, like, you know, Donald Glover is Simba, James Earl Jones is reprising his role as Mufasa, Eric Andre is Azizi, Chetawo Ejiofor, I hope I'm saying that right, is Scar. And that's a whole nother discussion because apparently a lot of people are pissed about him voicing Scar. Seth Rogen as Pumbaa, I think that matches up well.
Perfect casting.
Beyonce as Nala, I'm very interested to see how her and Donald will have chemistry. Like, I'm very interested to see that. And of course, Billy Eichner, I believe that's how you say his name, is Timon. So yeah. Like, man, just
y'all know him.
I didn't know him before this movie.
He's that Billy on the street guy that'll go up to people and just say weird shit and be like, "Will you do this for a dollar?" And like, he took too long. What the fuck is wrong with you? And like, run away and shit.
Oh,
you would
no.
like him since you like Tosh.0. That's why I was like, oh man, they should have got Tosh.0 to be Timon, dude. That would have been fucking hilarious. But Billy Eichner, he's like the next best thing. So.
And then it's like also with this movie, they know that this is probably their biggest animated movie of all time. Speaking of Disney, this is like their flagship animated thing. Like, if you know Disney, you know Lion King.
Gotta be.
It looks like they put in the money for it to be the best.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I think at one point in time, The Lion King was the highest grossing animated film of all time. So it's like, it's definitely a legendary film overall. And like, just looking at the cast and looking at the second cinematography from the trailer, looking how beautiful it looks, mm-hmm. and like at the end of the trailer when I saw Timon and Pumbaa, like that was like, okay, yeah, we definitely got to be in there like the first day this shit come out.
Like, hell yeah, bro. And like you said, Seth Rogen is Pumbaa. That's perfect casting. That shit's gonna be hilarious. Yeah, like especially when I heard them like singing at the end of the trailer. I was like, okay, I'm sold on this shit.
And I'm wondering like how certain scenes, like the elephant graveyard scene with the hyenas, is going to be cool to watch, and especially the stampede scene, because I wonder, like, when you transition a scene like that from animated to live action or CGI, if you want to be technical about it, I wonder if they're going to have to make any adjustments, and if so, are they going to affect the scene and make it better or worse? Because you know, like, when it's a remake, they're going to have to maybe – they've most likely changed some things about the story.
They probably have. From the trailers, it seems like they're sticking pretty close to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're probably going to have to.
Like the minor details, they might have to adjust because of the, you know, switching of it.
Do y'all have any concerns? Because there's, like, maybe a few things that I'm like, how are they going to handle this, right? Because, I'll just say one thing first and then y'all can go into it. But, like, so the lions, right? Since they look like real lions, I've noticed in the trailer it's hard for them to show emotion. Like in the animated show.
Yeah.
Like if y'all look at the shot by shot comparison, like of that moment where in the first one where Scar's like, run away, Simba, and never return. And you look at Simba's face, he's like scared as fuck. And he's like, fuck. And he's like running away. Look at his, like, you know, because they can stretch out his face and all this shit.
Yeah.
You look at the new one in that scene. And since Simba's just a lion, like, you look at his face, he's just, like, has the world's most straight face. And he's like, he just looks like, he's like, oh, shit, all right. And then he just runs away. I was like, I didn't see any, he didn't look scared, but he's a lion.
Yeah, you know, and it's that's because they made him look so fucking realistic. Like, it literally looks like they just went out and filmed a documentary on lions. Yeah. Like, that's how real it looks. So maybe that could, you know, that could affect
I wonder how they handle that.
Yeah, I wonder, and, like, maybe... That's a good point because it could affect how hard it hits, especially for us. We already have our expectations built in, and we know what it's supposed to look like and feel like for us. So that could affect it, but let's hope that it won't affect it too bad.
And especially for, like, kids that never seen the first one, like, is it going to hit them as hard? But how I'm taking it is, like, it's just a new cover or rendition of a great song. So I'll probably be satisfied, especially... The care, it looks like they actually put some real care into this.
Yes.
So I'm hype. I'm a lot more hype now that I saw the trailer.
You feel me?
But that's one of my concerns just with it. And I had a concern of, like, how are they going to handle them talking? Because, you know.
Yeah.
But how it looks, like how Scar's talking in the trailer, it looks good. Like, it doesn't look awkward.
It looks like, I mean, the same guy who directed The Jungle Book directed this. And actually, I like the Jungle Book original and I like the remake of it. And it looks like... As far as, like, handling emotions on the characters' faces, that's like, I feel like maybe they can convey, they might be able to convey some of what they might be saying or feeling in certain scenes or whatever, because maybe they can adjust, like when they're, for instance, I would think that they'll be able to make Simba look sad.
Yeah, I would hope. How are they going to be able to do that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's not really animated anymore.
The good subtle facial movements.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because, like, they got it good with Scar because, you know, like, lions can scrunch up their face and shit. So he always looks mad in the trailer, which I was like, oh, that's, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people were mad about how Scar looks.
I thought it was fine. We'll go into that. Let's just go in on Scar real quick. So,
yeah, he's a topic in himself.
So people are pissed about Scar from what I was reading in some of the comments on the trailers. People were pissed about Scar was because, number one, the voice. And so the voice, as we know, Jeremy Irons had an iconic voice for the role of Scar, and he can't really truly be replaced in that regard or be it can't be improved upon. But I don't think that Chetwell was a bad option.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, like, when I'm hearing it in the trailer, because of how much we are in love with the first one, it does kind of take a little bit of the sauce away from the character.
Yeah, because...
Just a tad bit.
Like, Scar's voice... He's, like, one of the best villains in anything
of all time.
And the way his voice just rolls off as he's, like, saying shit. In the same way they had to get Mufasa, I feel like... I don't know what happened behind the scenes, obviously, but, oh, damn, I wish they would have gotten Jeremy Irons. And what's the guy's name that's the new...
Chetwell,
sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. I most definitely am, but I don't.
I'm sorry. It's Chewito. I think Chewito.
Seaman. You know what I'm saying? Like with Seaman, like Seaman. That doesn't sound right.
It's Chiwetel.
Okay, with him.
Yeah.
I've listening to it. I don't think he's a bad replacement, and I think he's going to do well. Hopefully, he brings something new to it. You know, that'll make him stand out in his own right. But he's definitely serviceable at the very least. But damn, Jeremy Irons was iconic as that role. Like, that
It was perfect for him. Know? I'm glad they got James Earl Jones back to reprise Mufasa for sure. Because that would have been like, if they didn't get James Earl Jones back and they didn't get Scar back, it'd have been like, oh shit, this shit might not be good at it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got to keep at least one of the brothers has to have their original voice.
Yeah.
Someone said Mufasa sounds like Darth Vader instead.
That's the same guy, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's the same motherfucker. So,
oh my God.
Shit. And like, man, just, you know, it seems like they've kept the world of The Lion King intact. Like, Pride Rock looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the cinematography, as we stated earlier, looks amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like they've stayed pretty true to the original story. I'm definitely interested to see how Donald Glover will portray Simba.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too, because, like, with his voice, it's like, maybe we're just, will we be too accustomed to just hearing him as Donald Glover to be like,
that
oh, this
too.
Is Simba? You
know? That, too. And I think that once we invest ourselves in the movie, maybe we'll be able to, like, enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hopefully his voice doesn't throw us off.
Wait, so the hyenas, are they still being – is Whoopi still doing the damn
nope.
hyena?
No, she's
They're
not.
They're not?
No, but dang, yeah. Damn, that's the three. It should have been Whoopi, Jeremy, and James Earl Jones. That would have been the three to bring it home. I would have been like, all right. I would have been on board from the beginning.
You did? Because at least Whoopi got to be in
Whoopi
there.
Whoopi did a dope-ass role.
Come on.
I was talking about that the other day. But I think it's funny how Eric Andre is the fucking stupid one.
Yeah, let's see. I think that shit's going to be funny.
That shit's going to be
that's
funny.
That's going to be funny.
And so, oh, and who is Simba's mother? Let me look at this real quick.
Yeah.
He's playing Sarabi.
Also, and another thing I noticed with, like, with the showing emotion type thing, right? So it's interesting to see how things are different because I think they look great, but like they show the scene where Simba ages up
mm-hmm.
as he's walking.
The iconic scene with the Hakuna Matata, yeah.
If you look at them, first off, Timon, he's on all fours, which he has to be because he's a real animal now.
Mm.
But which I thought was interesting. But also, if you look at their faces, like in the original movie, they're all like smiling and swinging their heads and you know looking all happy.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, they don't look. Happy, they just look like animals, and like you know, their mouths are just minorly moving. So I don't know, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
but I'm interested. I just I hope they get that. I hope the emotion will come through.
Yeah, and I think that like by the way, Alfre Woodard is playing Sarabi, great actress. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. We're just wondering, are we gonna get that nostalgic feel from this
no.
movie?
No,
you don't think
no.
so?
Looks way too real.
I think we will, bro.
If the storytelling is done right, it really
depends on the storytelling.
Yeah.
And how the fucking lions will connect with our audience.
Look, going like, cause y'all know how like just the cinematic movie going experience to me is just like so dope.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. I was looking at the cinematographer. I was like, man, thinking about me walking in a theater with my popcorn and my drink. And like going to sit down, I was like, man, this shit gonna be dope.
Well, exactly,
of course,
because I don't think this really. I think we love The Lion King so much. At least it's like, if you love The Lion King, you would love it too much to not at least get some enjoyment out of seeing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you like, or even if you just like the movie, like, shit, the movie can't be bad if they stick to the original story. Even if like, because like I just read it, there's a character that wasn't in the original film that is added, and ooh. It's. It says it's played by the character is played by Amy Sedaris, and it all it says on Google is as an unspecified elephant shrew, a character not featured in the original film.
She's probably just a background character.
Maybe it's an insignificant character,
just says
but shit.
One thing. Yeah, don't get too crazy with that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let's not change the script too much, Disney. You feel me? Let's just stick to the original story. You dig? You dig?
This is just like getting HD graphics for an old.
Oh,
game
yo, you know what's gonna be dope? The fucking when Simba returns to Pride Rock and all that shit.
Yeah.
That's just gonna be dope as fuck when they have the fight and when he's like on the man. That's
oh,
gonna
all
be
the
dope.
Fire and shit.
Yes, that shit gonna be so tight. Cool, bro.
I can't wait to see him and Rafiki's interaction.
Yeah, and the of course one of the best stage fights ever. I wonder how that shit is gonna be live action, bro.
Dang,
like,
bro. Imagine the scene of like Scar throwing Mufasa off,
bro. That's what I'm saying. All this shit, it has to look. I don't know. I'm just excited to see it, man. I'm highly intrigued and I'm pumped to go see it because. Goddamn, when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, like they might be just getting greedy with the remakes. But
yeah.
Now when I looked at it and the trailer got me hyped. It comes out this summer and best believe Lil May will be up in that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to see it because maybe I'll connect with this one more than the first one.
Yeah, you may. If y'all could see Huey's face, he was like, this nigga.
No comment.
Oh, and it's like just
but yeah, hopefully it will make you connect with it.
Yeah, and if it does that means that it's literally just as good, if not slightly better,
yeah.
as far as like getting the message across, you feel me?
But the last thing I want to say about that is like, besides the Lion King remake, I don't want Disney to go too crazy. Like, they've already almost remade every movie in their catalog that we grew up on. So
you
now
dig.
We're just watching the same shit that we watched as kids again. You know what I mean?
You dig? And, like, while we're on the topic of remakes in Disney, let's go ahead and dive quickly into this Aladdin remake.
Yeah.
But just for the fuck of it, just because we don't fuck with it like that.
It looks
yeah.
really
it
goofy.
Looks, it looks bad.
Like a Hallmark movie, dog.
So somebody said, I can't tell if this is a trailer or an SNL parody. Like somebody was like, this is like a bad Bollywood movie. That's it, right?
Oh, look at the comparison. See, y'all can watch this. First off, why the fuck is Aladdin and Jasmine the whitest?
Why are they so whitewashed, yo?
Of all time? In fact, I believe the girl playing Jasmine was in the Power Rangers movie, and in that movie she had white parents. So that just lets you know.
Come on, yo.
She's definitely. I ain't hating on her. Cause I don't know, maybe she's.
I'm looking
a cool
at the
person,
people who,
but it's like the people that cast this movie. What the fuck is going on?
Okay, not gonna lie.
Why the fuck aren't the people brown?
Exactly. They, bruh. Okay, so and then okay, Will Smith as the genie might be the best thing about the movie.
Might be the best thing about the movie
because even though when I first found out he was playing the genie, I was like, that's kind of fucking weird. Cause I was like, just me personally, I was like, yo, how is Will Smith gonna match the energy that the original genie had with Dan Castellaneta? And it was like, I don't know.
That wasn't the original genie.
Dan Castellaneta wasn't the original. Was it Robin Williams? Yes, Robin Williams. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dan was in the second one. Dan was in the movie Return of Jafar.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't that one.
Yeah,
but Robin Williams was in the first one.
You just can't match that Robin Williams. He was the perfect genie for that movie.
But you know what's crazy? I saw the Return of Jafar, I think, before I saw Aladdin.
Oh,
so for me, it was like,
the character was the same.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, Will Smith, somebody said Will Smith is basically going to be like the Fresh Prince being able to grant three wishes. And I was like, that could be funny because we are a fan of his. But it's like, as far as staying true to the original energy and the nuances of the story, it doesn't look like the movie's gonna do that.
Bro.
Looks like they tried to make a really serious, like, actual movie version of it.
Yeah, bro, chill. Like, you're trying
Jafar
to actually
does not seem intimidating, bro.
Like, you're trying to actually go to the streets of Agrabah with a camera.
It's like...
Jafar, first off, Jafar just seems like just some random nigga. Like, he doesn't seem scary in the slightest. Like, give me the lamp. Like, nigga, no.
What you gonna do if I don't, nigga. Bitch?
Like, what are you talking about, nigga?
And that scene where he has Iago on his shoulder and he was like, go in the Cave of Wonders.
Yeah,
and then so it's just like, and if I don't?
Yeah,
like, like, it's like, you have to be some sort of menacing. And I don't think that actor pulled it. At least it doesn't look like he pulled it off in the trailer.
Maybe he'll do better.
You know what I'm saying? I still am going to watch the movie.
I don't know if I'll see it at theaters.
I don't know if I'll see it at theaters yet. But I am intrigued just because I do like the original movie, period. So on that strength alone, I will watch the remake. But I'm definitely not as stoked about it because of the trailer.
I don't know if I'm going to watch that one in theaters, dog. And the only...
If somebody invite me, I'll do it.
The thing... If they pay for my shit. thing I'll say about Will Smith, he's like really... He's like the only person who could come in and like... Because you can't match that original energy of Robert Williams, so you're going to have to give it something different. So him doing his Fresh Prince thing might be the only thing that will make it serviceable. You know what I mean? So.
And then it's like... Yeah, and it's just...
I might go see it, but like...
That's what I'm saying. If it's like it was like a thing, and we're like all trying to hang out, and we've already seen what. So when is this? When does Aladdin come out?
I think it's July. It comes out
this year. They're releasing two of them in the same year.
But I don't like supporting, like just all this rehash shit for no reason.
Oh shit! This shit's coming out first. This shit coming out the day after my birthday.
You going for
May 24th.
Good birthday present.
Yeah, I got your tickets to go see Aladdin. Thank you. hell no. But if somebody did that, I'll damn sure go. Because in that event, they would have paid for my ticket. So, shit, I'm going. And I would just hope that if that was a birthday gift that somebody gave me, I would hope for, like, and I'm gonna say, I would appreciate the gift, and I would just hope that the movie being good would be the cherry on top. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit's
like,
going to be trash, dog.
You feel like it's going to be trash?
Yeah, dog.
Okay, so you're saying that's your prediction, that it's going to be trash.
That's my prediction. That shit is going to be a 3 out of 10.
Bro, there's a rating from IMDb on
about it. They
already
saw it.
And guess what the rating?
3.
It's a 6.4.
So I knew it was going to be that.
So that's an aight.
That ain't good enough to remake. That's not good. Aladdin with these fucking white people.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're not white, but
they're white. They're whiter than they should have been for the casting.
They're a lot whiter than Jasmine and fucking Aladdin.
Yes.
And like with the main dude, Aladdin, like I was saying from the trailer, he looks like a blank. He like not looks, but like his. He seems like a blank canvas. He doesn't seem like Aladdin. He's not saying anything charming or funny like in the original movie and being all
like,
hey,
where's
man?
That spirit that Aladdin had?
Where's that charisma at? Like, he's just kind of just like, hey man, whatever. With like the most straight face of all time. Because
in the original Aladdin, Aladdin was cool as fuck. He was poor as fuck, but he was cool as shit.
He was like, getting all the bitches wanted him and shit.
Like he was very street smart.
And this nigga didn't even have shoes, dog.
You dig? And he was like, Aladdin was considered like he was considered a part of like the lowest class. Like the
he was poor as fuck.
He was poor as fuck.
He was stealing bread to give him and his monkey food.
And he spit game to a rich princess and got in the crib.
You dig? Can this nigga pull that off, dog? Does he have enough sauce, dog? Maybe they're gonna
force it on him.
It don't seem like he's
you can't force sauce
right
though,
now.
Man. Like,
you just have it or you don't.
You
and
feel
I'm
me?
Not trying to hate on dude, but he doesn't seem like he has the sauce.
But like, this is all speculation. Like I said, I'm still trying to be objective about it because I haven't seen it yet. So I don't want to like set my expectations. Like I don't want to shit on it before I see it. That's
this
not
shit,
fair.
This
so
shit's gonna be trash.
You dig? Unless Huey thinks it's gonna be trash. I'm trying to remain objective so that I can still be pleased at some degree. But I'm trying. But it does look like the shit. It's not gonna be good.
You see, with me personally, like when I saw the first one, it didn't really grasp me. Like I don't know. What's up
with you and Disney movies,
dog? I just got a tolerance for Disney movies apparently because that one seemed like, corny to me. But this one seems even more corny.
Well, yeah, this one won't help. Yeah. it won't help if you already don't fuck with it. It'll make you not fuck with it times three.
What if he goes and fucks with this one way more?
And
maybe it could come down to Will Smith.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, just looking at these fucking trailer comparisons, I can tell that the older Aladdin is it just has way more sauce, just has way more flavor. Just by looking at that, it just makes me want to see the older one versus this new one.
Man, it's just like, I don't know, man. Like I said, hopefully it's at least all right, but we don't. Our expectations are clearly not high for this shit.
Yeah.
And we can talk on this real quick. Just speaking of upcoming Disney releases, Toy Story 4. So I checked out the trailer after what you said, and I was like, okay. I was like, they look like they got a pretty decent story to follow up on after the third one, because I thought the third one ended so well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, don't come back with a fourth one and fuck up the whole franchise with this one. But it looks like from the trailer that they have like a decent story that's, you know, has legs, and I'm intrigued to see it.
Yeah, let us know like if y'all want to see reviews of these movies from us, because we'll be happy to give reviews after we see them, because they look like they look like they're gonna be pretty good besides fucking Aladdin, but like Toy Story, Lion King, all these movies coming out this summer, they look pretty dope. Surprisingly, so
shit. Hey man, definitely. I'm definitely down to do that. And it's like just going to the theater and being able to mob with your friends and go watch something that you grew up that y'all all came up with in your childhood.
Oh, yeah. Oh dope, dude, this is gonna be a dope summer. Stranger Things comes back too.
You dig? I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a dope summer for just, you know, great movies and television.
Yeah. Hopefully so.
And, like, I don't know, man, just Disney, it's just as far as The Lion King, just, this is sacred, you feel me? Just don't fuck up this story. It's too beloved. Yeah. And I feel like it'll be good. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? We can't say too much on it, but, hey, July 19th, we'll be up in here.
Yeah. All right, let's pivot to our top three lists. So, like we said, our top three list for today is our top three celebrity crushes.
This is gonna be some shit right here.
All
right, this is gonna be some shit.
God,
so
let's just fucking get into it. Who wants to go first?
Man, who went first last
I'll
week?
I'll go first. Fuck it. All right. So we're going from 3, 2, then 1.
All yeah.
Right. Yep.
All right. So my number three celebrity crush, gotta go with Megan Good.
She's going to be at number,
number three.
Hold up. Yes.
I know why, though.
She's at number three. All right. Don't get me. Come on, dog. Don't get me wrong now. She's on my list in the top three. And I struggle with the arrangements. But we're not just talking about most attractive. We're talking about celebrity crushes. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot more that goes into a crush than just Megan Good is fine as hell.
She's, obviously.
One of the most beautiful women that exists, in my opinion. And that's why she's on this list, pretty much. She's just fine as hell. I remember watching her in fucking, what was that fucking movie? You Got Served.
Yeah.
I was like, I had a crush.
See,
on her
those hood girl roles that she had? Like in in that movie with Tyrese, was it Waist Deep? Like when she was in that movie too?
I don't remember that movie, but I remember fucking You Got Served. That shit made me want to dance so I could get
type shit. I was in B2K, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to learn all that shit. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? Get with me. I'm like, God damn.
I need to learn how to dance then. Motherfuckers that look like Megan Good.
She's beautiful. And you know what I'm saying? The only reason, like, she's just a lot older than me, my face ass, my fucking conceited ass, so I don't think I could realistically get her because she's older than me. But I think, right. But what, I think I can get the other two. Maybe I can. Y'all know me. Maybe I can get Megan Good too. Maybe. But nah, in all seriousness, like, yeah, she's just fine as hell. That's why she's my number three. Ain't nothing else to say. And I had like a crush on her growing up. You know what I'm saying? All them roles. Wasn't she in like Roll Bounce or some shit?
She was in Roll Bounce, I believe, right?
To skate too. You know
she's been in a million things. And like growing up, and when I saw her and Think Like a Man, I was like, okay, god damn. Like she's
that's when I was
she
like,
got
damn.
That like she's been fine, but it's like she got now she went from having like that teenage girl in your neighborhood fine crush to she's a grown ass woman
fine.
I'm trying to goddamn I'm a lawyer. I'm trying to get with you type of shit.
Yeah, like, exactly. That grown woman fine.
And like, god,
at the time, damn. Like at the time when we were just kids and she was like young woman, like 18 or something, but a little bit older than us. Then as we became like that age, now she's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, somebody else go.
You can go ahead, Nemo.
But you can hit me up, Megan Good at Huey Revolution, in the DMs. Let me stop, bro. Somebody else go.
All right, so my number three, I know this is going to be a shocker for y'all. I know this. My number three celebrity crush is Miley Cyrus.
I wish we like.
Oh shit!
Cut back to that Billy Ray Cyrus clip.
Yeah,
right.
And my brand new guitar,
bro. Like, okay, so
explain.
Yeah, for me,
I ain't hating. But
for me, I guess it's because like she was a childhood / teen type of thing. Like I would see her on Hannah Montana and stuff, and I was like, oh, dang. Oh, and keep in mind, I went to a predominantly white elementary school. There was only, like, two cute black girls. So, like, I didn't really get hip to black girls until, like,
a little bit later.
Fifth grade, I guess.
Okay. That's understandable. That's understandable.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I see Miley Cyrus, like, she's, like, all just wild and zany, but, like, still keeping it cordial. And then, like, I guess growing up with her made me, like, appreciate her more because, like, I know in Hannah Montana, she was like, I don't know, she carried herself a certain way. But then, like, when we got older, I would see, like, all these crazy.
Got into that freak shit.
Yeah, she'd be on that freak shit. I'd be like, wait, what? Nick Jonas? and then when she dyed her hair for the first time in, like, 2012, I was like, dang, this bitch looking fine as hell. But then she fucking cut it off. I was like, oh, hell no. I had to get used to it. But then, like, she started embracing her minimal sex appeal even more, which made it even more sexy.
minimal sex appeal.
Minimal. Damn. I mean, I feel you. She's
cute.
She's
cute.
What do you think about all that, like, her twerking on Robin Thicke and all that shit?
You was jealous of that nigga. You was like, man, fuck that, like, nigga Robin.
That should have been me, dog.
I thought that shit was funny as hell, bro. Especially those memes when they said she looked like a chicken breast or whatever.
Bro,
I was like, what?
That was funny as shit, bro. Oh my gosh.
I liked that phase when she was doing all that stupid shit. Yeah, which is not. I shouldn't like that because that's not good. But that shit was funny.
That shit was entertaining as fuck. Yeah, yeah. And plus, at that time, she had a couple of bangers, and I'm going to lie, like, Adore You, maybe Wrecking Ball, maybe on a
some
Saturday.
Of those songs were kind of good.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah.
Actually, no lie, I actually
Adore
peeped.
Adore You, my bad, but yeah, Adore You, that shit was tight.
That shit was
One of my favorite songs by her is The Climb. Y'all remember that one?
No.
From Hannah Montana. Look up that movie. From The Climb. Do you remember that one?
No.
Y'all remember that one?
From the movie? No. Actually, Hannah Montana movie.
I think it was the movie, but like,
I don't think I watched
how does
that
it
movie.
Go?
This nigga finna sing.
I'm not finna sing, but it was like, I want to give us like,
sing
it was
it,
like, the hook was like, it's The Climb. y'all remember that?
The hook was like, what?
Nah, nigga, yeah. I already said, y'all get one time for free, nigga. One time for free, goddamn.
Bro, that's the first time I ever heard this nigga break out to falsetto on God.
Got to, bro.
Okay.
All right. That's a good ass song. That's the only song I really know by her like that. So,
yeah. Plus, some of her Hannah Montana joints had like some inspirational messages. Like, that one shit, like, lies what you make it, like, lies what you make it or whatever.
Yeah.
And nobody's perfect. I don't know.
You just watch that shit like, yeah, nobody's fucking perfect. Yeah.
At like 8 years old
life
and shit.
Life is what the fuck you make it. Yeah. I feel you.
That's funny. It's
go
fun.
For it, Rob. Who's your number three?
My number three. All right, shit. Okay. My number three celebrity crush is I'm gonna have to go with Zazie Beetz from Atlanta. Van from Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
That's definitely my number three fucking crush. This motherfucker is so beautiful to me, dog. Like. When the first time, like, when Atlanta started, like, doing his promo run for, like, the first season, and I saw her, I was like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just double take the TV, and then you just watch the TV, and you're just like, bro, like, she's, I don't know, man, she was beautiful as fuck to me from the first time I saw her, and, like, yeah. She has this whole, like, she's very, like, she's natural, you know what I'm saying? Like, that makes her even more attractive to me.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't seem like she's highly superficial as far as how she looks, like, wearing hella makeup and doing a whole bunch of, like, all that kind of stuff, which, you know what I'm saying? If that's your thing, that's your thing. But I think that helps. I think that accentuates her beauty, her natural beauty. And, like, her whole vibe is just attractive as fuck, bro. Like, she's, bro.
The way he said that and looked at me, like,
he was
going to spit some game, bro. Like,
I'm trying to talk, bro. Like, hey, fuck, talk about it.
Hey, she fine, shit. Bro.
But yeah, bro, that's my number
three. I'm finna go spit some guy.
That's my number three, man. She's beautiful. She was beautiful as fuck in Atlanta. She's beautiful as fucking Deadpool. She's just a beautiful person to me, bro. Like, yeah, that's my number three, bro. She's all that.
She's all that, bro.
She's all that, bro. All
right, my turn again. Number two.
Yes, sir.
So my number two pick. Jeez.
Did you go back and forth between these two? Your top two?
Not really, but a little bit.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying. My number two crush right now. At this moment in time, got to give it to Yara Shahidi.
Mm. Okay.
Why did she
from Grown-ish.
From Grown-ish. Yeah.
Oh, the main girl.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. So I got it. Yeah. I got to give
bro,
it to
she, yeah, bro. Okay, the funny thing about her is that she literally looks like four of my acquaintances. Like, it, just different versions.
So you going to introduce?
What do you mean?
Me, too.
They look similar to her?
To four of
you. It's like... She looks like a combination of, like, four of my different acquaintances.
We talk about polyamorous. So
right,
all them, like, together combined.
Listen, hold up.
Well, not really acquaintances, just people I know.
I feel you. But yeah, bro. So this one we get into more of, like, crush type shit, right? Mm. So not only is she gorgeous, right? You know what I mean? But she's on some positive shit.
Yeah.
Very much so.
She's on some pro-black. She's on some woke shit.
Yeah.
Every time she posts some shit. She's either posting a photo of her looking fine as hell.
Amazing.
Or she's posting something about some, like, social awareness, you know. She's posting something about, you know, like, Ferguson or giving rights to certain groups, like LGBT. Mm-hmm.
She's very socially conscious.
Yeah, which attracts me to her even more. And then, like, seeing her in the show, Grown-ish, it's like that also, that also attracts me to her because it's like, bro, I don't know, it's like, just seeing her walk around that college campus in the show, it'd be like, dang, she's so precocious. It'd be like, dang, it'd be looking like I could run into her.
Yeah, you feel me? And like, if college is really like that, that show would be lit as fuck, bro. Yeah,
if you just had a friend group with three fucking, what, four, how many girls is it in that
four
show?
Beautiful
five,
girls?
Five beautiful ass girls?
Yeah, like, in the main cast. Like, I'd be like, that's pretty dope.
Man, so Yara, like, her hair is dope as fuck. Like, she always has some dope natural style or whatever. And she's beautiful and... Yeah, she just seems lit. So, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely seems cool.
Yeah.
There's definitely somebody we got to, somebody we're aspiring to meet one day.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
All these women could have easily been number one, but I had to organize.
Yeah, we had to organize
some kind of way. But Yara, I know I said it to Megan Good, but you know what I'm saying? My DM is.
If you listening.
Open.
If you ever listening, hey, man, Huey's shooting a half court shot.
Yep. Hey, you dig?
Yep. And he just got hit that 10K, so you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I might get verified soon. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, yo, to all the ladies that's listening, you know what I'm saying? These blue checks are coming.
Hey.
These blue checks are coming.
The blue checks are coming. y'all better
get in before. You know what I'm saying?
You did. What I'm saying?
Before too late. Or we cut y'all off and we start fucking with Yara and fucking.
Before we level up on y'all motherfuckers. All right,
go for it, Nemo.
Nemo's number two. Let's get it.
All right, so my number two. Now, I feel a little bit weird putting her on this list because she's finna turn 18 in like a month or so. But I don't know. Should I even start off with that intro?
Go ahead. You said it already.
All right. Anyway, not for the intro. All right. So my number two is this girl named Dee Tranada. She's a rapper. And oh my god, this bitch is such a
snack. Let's see a picture.
This bitch is such a snack to me, bro.
She's a rapper?
Yeah.
Like, she's like underground, kind of, sort of?
Yes, and she actually be spitting too, like, oh my god. Like, I guess the reason why I have such a crush on her is because she's literally, like, my type, you know what I'm saying? I guess, like,
oh, she's cute.
Caramel with, like, a lot of different makeup, tomboyish look, I guess.
Yeah,
and then,
I feel.
Like, hardcore as fuck. Like, I don't know. That,
so
that
you just count them days down, dog, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, 28 days, 27
days, 26. We got a big day tomorrow. We got a big day tomorrow. She's turning 18.
But, yeah, I guess, yeah.
You just fuck with her energy. Like, so,
yeah, her energy.
Do you have any, is there any, like, songs that you would promote of hers? Like,
now, do I listen to her music?
Oh,
I don't know about that. I just know she spit. She spit like crazy. Like every day on Instagram, she posts like a different video of her rapping, and she, oh my! I'm trying to tell you, Rob Miller, he would like it the best, but like, she can rap.
I would.
She can rap.
She can rap.
Now that you said that, I'm gonna check it out, and if I don't like it, I'm gonna be like, damn, Doug, you don't really know me like that.
Well, I know. Well, that's why I said you would like it the best.
Oh, okay. So okay. Okay. Yeah, I heard you saying.
But yeah, she can rap. Like, come on, now, stop playing.
Hey, that's attractive too. That's attractive.
Hey, and that Ski Mask feature coming soon.
She's got a Ski Mask feature coming soon.
Hey, she's on.
That's pretty lit.
She's on. All right. So my number two celebrity crush, I'm gonna have to go with Parker McKenna. Y'all know who that is? Like Katie from My Wife and Kids, who's now grown now. That motherfucker is fine, bro. Oh my gosh.
The curly haired girl?
Yes, bro. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Bro.
She's
if I had to pick, if I only had a few names to pick from that I could meet, she one of them, dog. Like,
I was like, damn, why did that name sound familiar? Yeah, but like, then,
I had to. I knew y'all weren't gonna remember her name, so I was like, yeah, Katie from My Wife and Kids, who's now grown up.
And plus, man, that show was
great. Like, I love that show.
Funny ass show,
bro.
I miss that show, bro.
Damon Wayans is underappreciated, man. He's funny, yeah. but anyway, she is fine as fuck, bro. Like she. And it was funny because, like, I'm used to seeing her as a little girl on the show.
Yeah.
And then, like, now realizing that she's older than us. And it's like, man, god damn, this motherfucker. Like,
just a side note, y'all know who else is fine as hell that originated off being, like, the youngest sibling of a show?
I know who you're finna say.
Do y'all remember
Ruby? Yeah, we talking about. Yep.
The Cosby Show.
Yep.
Dog.
Oh.
I saw, like, a picture of her a while ago. And now, obviously, she's way older than us. I was like, god.
She's beautiful.
Damn, dog.
She's beautiful.
I was like, what the fuck is going on out here?
She's beautiful.
But yeah.
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Oh, yeah.
That's her. Keisha Knight Pulliam. Yeah. I didn't even know who. I knew who she was from, like, when I used to watch Tyler Perry shows, like, years ago. She was on his shows, and I found out how she was, who she was as an adult. And I was like, god damn. Like, she's cute as fuck, man. But, yeah, bro. But, like, Parker is fucking bad and fine as shit. Like, I don't, there's literally, like, if there's nothing wrong with her, there's nothing you can nitpick with
like
me.
She's like
about
the perfect
her.
Amount of thick too,
man. What, man. Like, yeah, so that's my number two. Like, she grown as hell, but I don't give a fuck. That's my shit. I don't give a, I'm grown,
grown
too
as hell.
I'm grown. She is. So yeah, that's my number two, man. She's fine as shit, and she's like, she's just beautiful, dog.
Yeah. So is it my turn?
He was number one.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Number one pick, y'all probably
go all in with
already,
it too.
You probably know who the fuck this is. Zendaya.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah. Go ahead and go all in. She might hear this.
So Zendaya, if you're listening, but Zendaya is, wow, man. I don't know. She's like one of, because like we talked about this before. We don't really be getting into celebrities like that.
Yeah.
And being like all up on them. Like, oh, this celebrity is so lit.
We don't
like,
worship celebrities.
Bruh. Nemo pulled up the pictures. He was like, to Instagram, right?
I like how when I go to one of her pictures, it literally says Lied by Huey.
Yeah, that should be funny as fuck. Yeah, like, we know this nigga Huey been lurking on this shit. Like, I like how Instagram has that feature now. You can see who you follow, who
this
they
man
fuck
just
with.
Went to a random picture, and I did like this shit.
How old is the picture?
This shit is March 14th.
So it's a month old to the day. And he was just,
God damn, dog.
She's
first
beautiful
off,
though, man.
Just go to her Instagram if y'all. God damn, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's so pretty, and she's like one of the reason why I said all that other shit before is like she was like probably the first celebrity crush I really ever had.
Really?
Like to a level where I considered that like a crush. Like even though I was like thought Megan Good was like beautiful and stuff, I wouldn't actively be like, oh, you know, I'm like. You know, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
You're not obsessed with her. You just fuck with her a lot.
I'm not obsessed with any of them. But, yeah. Like, when it comes to Zendaya, like, her energy, her looks. But well, we talked about that already. But, like, her energy, her style.
Yeah, and, she does have a classy style.
She has a dope-ass style. Her pictures are very aesthetically pleasing. Like,
that's one way to say it.
I'm not just talking about her. I'm talking about like her style, art and stuff. Yeah. Like the stuff that she posts, like it's artsy and shit. And I fuck with that because I like art.
Yeah,
and like
we're some artsy. Yeah,
she's a good actress, and so she's like probably one of the first girls when I was like coming up. I was like, hold up, this girl is, you know what I'm saying? She's my crush. She's like probably the first one I would be like, oh yeah, that's my celebrity crush. But yeah, she's also another woman that's like. And yeah, let me call her a woman. She ain't no girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a woman that's like, she posts socially conscious stuff. You know what I'm saying? She's always on there trying to say something positive. She's not on no stupid shit. And all these women that I'm mentioning, like, they're all very intelligent, which is like, shit, that shit attracts me, like, even more than just how they look.
Yeah.
They're always on there talking eloquently and beautifully.
And she's socially conscious as well.
Right, right, which is another point of where I'm like, yo, like, what, goddamn, like, she's beautiful, she's smart, and she's, like, talking about some socially conscious shit. Like, I think she's the first person I saw posting about that pipeline, like, from a couple of years ago, and I was like, oh, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bruh, like, she's just... She got it. Like,
that's a good number one because she's definitely beautiful in a myriad of aspects.
So I'll say this one last time, Zendaya. You know, my Instagram, it's open, the DMs. So, like, just hit me up.
Shoot your shot.
I'm a photographer. Like, I can make, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we make films. We're filmmakers.
Yeah,
we're
make
actors,
films. You can be an actress. Yeah, you know, just hit me up.
We're going to need a love interest eventually.
We're going to need a love interest. You feel me?
In our films.
Hit me up, you know what I'm saying? It's me. Yo, Huey, you dig? 10K, just saying. But yeah.
Blue check's on the way.
All right, who's next? Nemo, it's right?
Nemo's number one, yeah.
Number one.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of film love interest, how about Nia Long, bro? Oh, my God.
Very, very, very good choice.
In every 90s movie, bro, oh, my God, she would look so right. Even, like... Even when she was getting older, she would still be looking right, bro.
Right now, she's still looking
she's
right.
She's looking hell yeah, Nico.
When does she ever look wrong?
She don't never look wrong, Nico.
What you talking about, bro?
Her skin be looking so flawless, bro. And then like when she had that short hair look.
Oh shit! Like her, like how she looked in Are We There Yet? That motherfucker.
Ooh, hold up. Ooh, what you talking about?
And how she was in Friday? Man, come on, now. She been fine her whole life.
Damn, bro.
I would be jealous as fuck of that nigga Will Smith, bro. Cause like she would be his crush in like three different movies.
Right. He's like, damn, Will, chill.
Will, chill.
Will, chill. Leave some for
chill,
the rest
Will.
Of us, dog.
Shit, man. Yeah, so that's your number one, Nia Long.
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
And wasn't she in House Party too?
I believe so.
I think she was in House Party. Man.
Listen, man, and the most recent thing I've seen her in, she was actually playing a role that was different for her. She was playing the role of, oh my gosh, what's the name of that rapper that just came out on Netflix? Roxanne Shanté. She was playing Roxanne Shanté's mother in the Netflix movie, and she did a hell of a job in that. And that was something, you know what I'm saying, straying away from her, like her typical pretty girl love interest kind of thing, where she was actually like an alcoholic mother, and she did really well. So not only is she beautiful, she's hella talented as an actress, and goddamn, fucking beautiful chick, bro. Like,
yeah.
Man, all right. So you want to say something?
Oh no, I'm.
He was like, I'm at a loss for words.
It speaks for itself.
Man. All right. So my number one celebrity crush at this moment. I had to think about this for a minute because I was like, yo, who is like a girl at this moment who I'm really thinking about? Like, damn, like she's beautiful.
I think about her every day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I came up to the conclusion lately, bro. I don't know why I've been having like these visions of like, of course, us being like down with like the whole grownish crew and everything like that. Once we, you know. Blow up and shit. So my fucking celebrity crush, my number one celebrity crush right now is definitely Hailey Bailey.
That's the younger sister, right?
I believe she's the younger one. Bro, I don't know, bro. I think it's her face with her voice and her energy. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, she's my crush dog right now, bro.
The older one looks better to me. But I feel they're both beautiful. Yeah. Like, I just wanted to throw that out there just in case, you know what I'm saying, we could double date.
You feel me? But, like, I don't know, bro. For some reason, I've just been, like, envisioning, like, I don't know, man. She has it, bro. Like, on the show, like, watching her on the show. Like, I feel like they're like that in real life to a certain extent. Like, I don't think they're, you know, doing a whole bunch of acting outside themselves. So, like, no, that's not her. She's on Grown-ish. Look at the Grown-ish cast. She's one of, like, the sisters on Grown-ish. And, like, I think, and you know what's funny? I think I saw her, like, I went and saw The Wiz live when I was really young, and I think she was playing, like, young Dorothy.
Oh,
I think
you she saw was in, it live?
Yeah, I've seen it live before.
You saw her?
Yeah, I think she played. I would have to ask my mom to verify, but I'm pretty sure it was her at the time when she was a little
Haley
kid.
Bailey, right?
Yeah, Haley,
oh,
yeah.
One of the twins.
Yeah, I said that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Man. Like, man, and then, like, okay, so then the fact that, like, they got discovered by Beyonce, which is how they became to, you know, get some kind of notoriety, and, like, just watching them in an interview, like, not too long ago, I was like, yo, like, she's cute as fuck. Her voice is hella attractive. Like, her energy seems cool as fuck. Like, as of right now, as far as, like, celebrity crushes, she's the one that I'm most interested in, bro. So she had to be my number one dog. Like, yeah, that motherfucker is cute as fuck, bro.
She's a snack, too.
Yeah. Bro, oh my, bro.
Bro, both them sisters are beautiful, bro.
They are, but both of them are beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Chloe.
Dang, I forgot all about Chloe, but I'm going to have to add her to the list, dog.
Chloe and Haley.
She might.
Y'all are both beautiful, and Haley, you know what I'm saying? If you listening, you feel me? Like I said, like, my DMs are also open. You feel me? That blue check mark is coming on the way. Like, we leveling it up. So, you know what I'm saying? You're beautiful. You dope as hell. And you my number one celebrity crush right now. Oh, shit. They're going to show me no picture now.
Nigga just nutted.
Nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Nigga, hold up. Like, man. She's gorgeous, she's bro. Big. Like, I can't.
Oh, man.
She's gorgeous, bro. She's my number one.
I love beautiful women.
Man. Oh, and I guess like a kind of honorary pick. Speaking of, my first celebrity crush was actually Maya, the singer.
Maya the singer.
Y'all might not remember her. Look her up and y'all see why she was my first. Like, I was 5 years old.
M-I-A?
M-Y-A. Like, I was 5 years old and she was a singer. She is a singer. Wait. And she was just popular back then.
Oh. I think she has that one song called Miami or something. I don't know.
I don't remember. But like when I was 5 years old, my cousin used to like, yes, God damn, she's still fine. And then, like, when I was 5 years old, I used to just, like, sit in front of, the like, my cousin's TV and just watch music videos of her all day. And so, like, my cousins would tease me and be like, Jalen, Maya's on the TV. Maya's
you
on the TV.
Five?
And I was five. And I was like, I didn't know, because at five, I didn't know what that feeling was. I was like, every time I saw her, I was like, yo, I got, like, this nervous feeling in my stomach. And I was like,
oh,
that's just something. I know what you're going to say, Nick. He was like, something happens to me down there every time I see
is.
Her.
It's like a boner.
At five. He was like, this happens to me every time I see her. I didn't know what this was. And I was like, yo, so that was like my first celebrity crush, but and shit, that's a side note. That shit was funny. Because at the time
I'm sorry. Continue, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was just like a side note of like who my first celebrity crush was that I can remember. It was her. And then like, yeah, man, just I don't know. Out of all the women we just named are all fucking beautiful women. Goddamn! Mm-hmm. Like,
shout out to Lupita.
Shout out to Lupita. She's beautiful. Shout out to like speaking of like the like older black women who are still fine, like Lisa Ray, Taraji. Like, shout out to all y'all motherfuckers who are still fine. Like, man, like, I don't know. We just all love beautiful women, bro. And that's like
facts.
You dig?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know. But that made me think, like, do y'all remember the first time that y'all ever got a boner? Like, what was the, I don't really remember, but I wonder what I was thinking.
I
just like, what the fuck is, like, what
I was
is
probably,
going on?
I was probably like 4 or 3 or something. I don't know.
4 or 3. I think it said 4
just
or
3 years old sitting watching Tip Drill and shit. That 3 years old and shit. Watching the Nelly Tip Drill video like, goo goo gaga. Oh my God. Man, shit. I don't remember that first time, but. Me hey, either. Man, all I know is that Maya was the cause of some of the early ones.
Lisa Ray? How you spell that?
Lisa, R-A-Y-E.
Oh, okay.
I believe, yeah. I mean, she's been fine as hell to me.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, man, like, it's Angela Bassett is another one, too. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful,
so
beautiful.
For women.
We're getting on there. Attention now.
Yes, yeah.
We can concise. So y'all can, vote on who like who y'all most aligned with out of
you
our
did.
List, I guess. Let's run them back down 3-1. Mine's was Megan Good. Then I got Yara Shahidi. Then I got Zendaya. Speak for theyself.
You did.
Damn. Mine is Miley Cyrus, DeTrenada, underground rapper, and Nia Long.
Mine is Zazie Beetz, Parker McKenna, and Haley Bailey.
Haley Bailey.
And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her first name right, because I've heard Holly and Haley, so I'm hoping it's Haley. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I mispronounce your name, you know what I'm saying, you can always tell me how to pronounce it. You feel me?
you can always
DM me and tell me how to pronounce your name, Haley. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, you can always correct me on that. You that was like the slickest way to shoot your shot. Like,
you can always
correct me on how to say your name. You know. And let's get into these cool ass show and tell topics that we got lined up for you guys.
Okay, we're finna get into our show and tell topics. Which, if you guys don't know what that is, or if you're new, that's where we just each bring something random to the table and discuss it or talk about it. It's like usually something that most people don't talk about, or we think should be talked about more, or just something random. So,
or something that they don't know. Yeah, something like that.
Or something you don't know, or you may not know.
And who wants to go first? Is it?
I guess
I'll go first.
Okay,
I'll go first. I'll take the heat off. So, my show and tell. Let me start with a question. Do you guys know the origin behind the concept of whom we call Santa Claus?
Some Saint nigga Nicholas. Named Saint Nick.
Yeah, I know. You can tell it though. I know a little bit.
Yeah, I know. All right.
So the actual concept of Saint Nick is based off a black saint named Saint Nicholas. And Nick
was black.
Whoa, wait.
Yes.
Before we get into this, that explains why my Christmas ornament has a black Santa rather than a white one.
Oh yeah, I always go with a black Santa. You feel me?
Good black.
I didn't celebrate that, but
you know, this for people who don't know. You know, so this for people who don't know. You feel me? It's all good. It's all good. So Saint Nicholas was. They said he was probably born during the 3rd century in the pillage of Patara, in what is now known as the coast of Turkey. He was born very wealthy. He was born of very wealthy ethnic black Anatolians of the ancient Roman Empire. And so basically, in a nutshell, why they he went out, and since he was very wealthy, he used his inheritance to assist the needy, the sick, and the suffering. So he used his wealth and status to help those who were of a lower class.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I found this out, I was like, yo, like, the origin of the concept of, like, this white, jolly, you know what I'm saying, rosy-cheeked Santa Claus is based off this real black man named Saint Nicholas, who was a patron saint who literally dedicated his life to helping the less fortunate and needy through his own, you know what I'm saying, wealth and riches. So
do you know where he was? Where was he from again?
They said he was probably born in the village of Patara in what is now the southern coast of Turkey.
Interesting.
You feel me? So, like, and yeah, like, a lot of people just don't know, like, just that he existed, or, like, that's what that concept of Santa Claus is based off of. Like, not just some guy who just has a whole bunch of reindeers and is flying around people's houses and shit. The whole thought of him being a giving concept was because of this man who gave off, you know, to the less fortunate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought that shit was cool. I was like, man, see, a lot of people wouldn't even know this shit. Like, see, y'all wouldn't even have that shit if it wasn't for us. You know what I'm saying? And y'all still don't give us credit for shit like that. You dig? You dig? So shout out Saint Nicholas, man. You dig? Because that's a cool ass fact to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess I'll go next. I have, like, a list of my show and tell topics. I can never decide. Like, I can't decide which one. Whatever. I'll just pick this one. All right. Y'all remember them? Them tests they used to make us take in middle school, in which they
were. Are you talking about the CRCT?
No, nigga.
We remember that one.
But that was horrible. You look sad as shit.
It's another standardized test?
No, hold up. Like, you would get there on the first day of middle school, and it would be like these tests that you just fill out of, like, how you like to learn or something. And
the results
would be you're a kinetic or kinesthetic. I forget which one.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
Visual learner,
yeah.
Auditory learner, shit like that, right?
Like those surveys, yeah.
Yeah, I remember them tests, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring up the fact that we took them shits for no fucking reason at all. because we all still learned the same way. We were also in the same class. They came in, oh, interesting, you're a kinesthetic learner. Oh, you're a visual learner. Oh, you're a, okay, cool. And we all taking the fucking CRCT. And we're all just sitting down, bubbling in shit and not doing nothing out of the box. Because I would always, let me look it up to make sure I'm getting it right, if it's kinesthetic. Do y'all remember what learner y'all were, by the way?
Okay, so I think kinesthetic is hands-on, right?
Yep.
I think that's the one I am.
You see, with those, I think I'm a visual learner. Yeah, I think I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, it's kinesthetic, right? I would always get those. Like, I remember they made us take those tests 3 times, right? I would get that. And I was like, oh, what does that mean? It's like, oh, that means you learn by doing. You're more hands-on. You learn by, like, physically getting up and, like, doing something. I'm like, oh, that's dope. So, like, are my classes now going to be centered around me going outside and, like, doing this shit?
And it was not.
Because that's how I learned best. Like,
they had you doing the worksheets.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right, like everybody else. They had to do the same shit.
It's just all standardized. Like, they're just teaching me about, oh, this is what a rock looks like on a picture, like in geology and shit, instead of, oh, let's go outside and let's look at how these different elements react off each other. Go ahead and pick that up and let me, you know, like, why wouldn't they, if they gave us these fucking tests, what was that for? Just a laugh and a giggle or some shit?
Exactly, because like, did it help how you taught me?
No, like, what's the point of that? We should have been, instead of separating us by different teams that were just arbitrary, that had more to do with, I think, like our names or some shit like that.
I mean, they said it was based on test scores or intelligence, intelligence. Said it was,
damn, that's so fucked up.
They said
it was based on intelligence, like the highest team is the smartest, the middle team is the. But they're the most adept at this specific type of learning.
Yeah.
So are you even really measuring true intelligence?
No.
Because different people have different strengths, different people learn different ways, clearly, which is why you're giving us this fucking test. So why am I, as a kinesthetic learner, sitting here and just listening to a 50-hour lecture about fucking grass or some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you dig?
Why can't I, why can't, like, instead of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I get you.
I feel like that would be such a bit better help is if you actually took those into account and maybe grouped us off based on how we learn best and how we like to learn. Because then if you do it based off how we like to learn or how we attain information the best, then we're retaining the most information.
Exactly.
We'll
learn better.
You know what I'm saying?
Logically speaking.
I just wanted to call out the school system again for that fuck shit, and I will continue to keep doing that. Because there's a lot of fuck shit in the school system.
That's true.
Like, that's like just teasing, like waving a piece of bacon in front of you and be like, you never get the shit. Why even tell me that if you're not even going to take that shit into account? But that's all I wanted to say.
You dig?
I feel like they do that test so that the teacher can understand a way to approach their students. So it really all depends on if the teacher is fine.
They ain't never do that.
They ain't never implement that shit.
And then another thing about that, they always, man, let me not get into this shit, but the teachers, they all, you hire these teachers that are all different people, but you give them the same outline for the semester. Yeah. So how the fuck, why? You could just have a sub every day and they just give them a fucking worksheet.
You did?
This teacher that went and studied for whatever.
Wait, was your show until last week, like, college-related, right?
I think so.
You're just not fucking with the school system of America, yo.
A
week before?
I might be about to drop out.
I would go ahead.
We're not fucking with the school systems of America, dog. Fuck the education system,
I'm just saying,
man.
My best teachers and the ones I retained the most information were the ones that went outside the box.
Yeah.
The ones that talked about us to some real shit that was outside the lesson plan and taught us how we could actually apply this shit and real-world skills to life. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
You dig. And Nemo, show and tell?
All right. So let me start off with a question and I guess get you guys' opinions on it. But is it me or is the music industry starting off slow this year for you guys?
As far as like releases?
As far as like good stuff coming out this year.
What's Clint came out? Well, I guess shit that answers it. What came out so far this year?
Anderson .Paak just
dropped. J. Cole.
His project?
No, just Middle Child.
Oh yeah. Oh, you mean just everything?
Yeah. Wait. So
Anderson .Paak did just drop. That's big.
Is it big to? It's big to us, but is it big to?
I mean, he has a fan base. He has
Wait, did you listen
base.
To it? I haven't listened
I did.
To it.
I haven't listened to
See,
it.
See, I didn't
yet.
Even hear about that shit until you told me.
I just know it's going to be good. Good R&B. That's
all pretty
I
good.
Know.
He's a good artist.
But yeah, so far, ain't really shit happened at the top. Just J. Cole and Uzi trying to make a comeback, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Maybe some of the, like, and then with like the new wave of people coming up, that maybe has kind of slowed down. Cause like, I remember when we were talking about the freshman list, I was like, wow, it's weird. None of these people really giving pitches or on the contenders for the list are like, not a lot of them are like, oh, I know for a fact they're going to be on there. Like, you know, no one's like making the huge waves as like when like X or Uzi or something first came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I guess in that way, as far as like okay, I guess you're saying like as far as like up until now this year, have there been like projects that have been dropped that have just like we've been like, oh shit, like you know what I'm saying, like something attention grabbing,
or
multiple attention grabbing projects,
or just an attention grabbing artist just dropping anything, I guess, other than J. Cole. Well,
and that was a single.
Yeah,
and that's just a single.
Yeah, I guess.
What's the best like song or project that for y'all?
Oh shit!
Wait, this year?
This year?
That's came out this year, not in it for of all time. Maybe we should do top three songs one day.
Yeah, we should. Dang,
nothing really. Nobody. Okay, for me, probably, I'll say Quedeca's project.
Yeah,
is
but like he underground though.
He is underground. Yeah,
like,
but that's
at the
me.
top is really just
J. Cole.
Oh well, yeah. Like as far as like people who have like, I guess like it's you want to go like mainstream or just in general?
Because
like DaBaby is kind of blown up now. For
so I'm gonna get into him. Don't worry.
It's for you. Like the songs that he's been releasing, like oh, these are fucking amazing.
Well, I listened to his album.
You listen to his. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, he had a couple bangers on there. Mm-hmm. He got a couple bangers on there. Suge is dope. That's his like hit single. And then he got like a couple other joints on the album that's pretty good. So like he was one that I didn't know about until he just. It seemed like to me he just popped up out of nowhere because he signed the deal earlier this year. And he's been hot ever since then. So it all happened within this year. He signed a deal earlier this year, and now he's on Vlad TV, Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? Like touring, he's everywhere now. So
honestly, bro, I think. Okay, well, first of all, I have 2 points I'm gonna make. So, first point, the big artists, I think they're saving their shit for later on in the year. Or
maybe
the summer
might be lit. Yeah, the summer.
Summer might be lit. I know. I know Kendrick's supposed to drop. I know J. Cole is supposed to drop.
Whoa! I didn't know Kendrick was supposed to be dropping this year.
Yeah, he's supposed to be dropping an album this year.
Oh shit!
And I think
in the summer.
Sometime this year.
I don't know.
Good summer if it's the summer.
Man, god damn.
I don't know. Oh,
Lion King,
Schoolboy Q finna drop as well.
Oh yeah, we knew about that, and the shit that we heard in here was dope.
Yep.
Wait, didn't he just drop something?
He dropped a single to his Yep. So he finna start dropping. But
No Name dropped some singles too.
Oh yeah, she did drop
No Name
song 32
singles.
Song 32 is hard as fuck. But that's a different conversation. Anyway. Yeah, so there is the fact that one, the big names they just haven't dropped yet. But two, I think this is the year of the industry plants. Because
Juice WRLD's dropping an album this year. Another album this year.
Juice WRLD, Blueface, who else?
I'm just we keeping it real, ain't we? Keeping it 100? We keeping it 100,
yeah,
right?
So
man, we're not knocking industry plants. At least right now, we're just saying.
So
you know,
if either one of y'all could be an industry plant, would y'all do it?
Depends on that contract.
I wouldn't last.
You wouldn't last? You don't think so?
Industry plants usually don't.
Yeah.
Well, as of lately.
Yeah. People thought Chance was an industry plant, and he's lasted and been on pretty well.
No, actually, looking back, Chance isn't an industry plant. He just signed a good deal.
And he knew the right
with
people.
Apple Music.
He knew the right people.
Apple Music, not
it
even
it would depend
label.
On the contract and the deal and all
so,
that.
Okay,
you have to change your lyrics up a lot.
You can't say,
I came up from the bottom. Like, no, you really didn't.
I would say, what constitutes the criteria for you being an industry plant then? Because, like, is it just like, oh, you weren't even here that long, but now you're this big, so you must be an industry plant?
It has something to do with that. And it has
blowing up out of nowhere, like, immediately. And, like, the grind, unless you really just go viral on your own accord, which is rare as fuck. Like, one day you hear about them, then the next day they're just everywhere. That's the label if they just signed a deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how it used to happen.
And it also goes into how are the labels shaping them. So one of the latest examples of an entry plant is Baby Goth. And she featured on Trippie Redd's project. And the reason why people think she's an industry plant is because before Trippie Redd's project, she literally only had like 3 songs, and they sounded nothing like her style.
And also, and her name wasn't even Baby Goth.
Exactly. So when she signed to whatever label she's with, they obviously put her on that Trippy album. Then they started plugging in some real songs. They really just like changed her whole SoundCloud. But
we should have y'all heard about Dominic Fike?
Nah.
Well, we'll talk about him later. We should have a conversation about industry plants and like whether or not we think y'all just want to get into it now.
I don't know much.
I feel like I would need some time to really delve into like. Whether or not we think they're are they negative or whatever?
Yeah,
true. See, for me, I feel like it's the fact that the industry is trying to get more smarter because in the past couple of years, we've seen niggas like just take advantage of social media and just like goof their way up to the top. Now,
yeah. Like Lil Nas X is a good example. He blew up, then signed.
Yes. You know? So,
which is very rare, but hey.
But even with that, like
the way he blew up, because he blew up just boom instantly, kind of. Yeah, instead of other people who are dropping projects and projects and slowly getting more.
Yeah, like the slow burn is the grind isn't there for a lot of times
for the industry plants. Yeah. Well, at least not on the same level.
Yeah,
you know,
not
I mean?
On the same level. Like Blueface is a classic example. Like he's the reason why the labels fuck with Blueface so much is because he's so easily marketable. Like
yeah, they see that. Yeah,
he's so easily marketable.
With Dominic Fike, he's this new guy. Like literally the like the day I found out about him, the same day I found out that he was like sponsored by these big people or whatever. Cause like the song of his just and he's like at least the one song I've heard, he's a good artist. At least from that one song, it's called Three Nights. Y'all can check that out or whatever. It's a good song, right? Mm-hmm. What's interesting about him is, like, same day I heard that, I was like, oh, who's this guy? You know, this is a dope song. And then I went, like, I saw this video posted by Brockhampton of which they're like, this is Dominic Fike. And Dominic Fike, he's, like, in the video. I'm like, wow, I literally just found out about this nigga, like, 5 minutes ago. And here he is, like, in this video with these, you know, and he's signed to a label recently who have been trying to rebrand him because at first he was like a gangster rapper, which is actually really funny because just of how different his music is now. Now he's like on some, like, think if Rex Orange County used to be a gangster rapper. Like, listen to Three Nights, and then there's like this song that he did called like Jada Pickett or something like that. It's, they're like complete opposites. Like, I don't know. I think it'd be interesting if he kind of like incorporated some of that into his new stuff. So I'll be checking. He has like, so what I say is like, he has like one project that he recently dropped under like this new
moniker, or gimmick.
I guess maybe I'm a little bit wrong about that, but that's the most notable one right now. And he's just immediately blowing up. He's the talk of the town right now. And I think a lot of that is because of the label and his connections with like Brockhampton and all that. So. All
right, yeah. So I got a question because I'm the least knowledgeable on this subject out of the three of us. So what motivation does the label have to brand these people? Like, or to, because industry plant, obviously, I don't know if that's an official term or that's like a street term that we've come up with for
street
these people.
Term. It's both.
Well, yeah, now it's both. But, you know, I know, like, I heard it, you know, I've been hearing that term a couple years ago. Even when we were filming War or Nothing, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, like, what incentive would they have by making these people, like, these, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, good.
You know what I'm saying?
Burning stars?
Yeah, like, why would they take a Juice WRLD or, like, somebody like that and then give him all this and put him in all these places and positions to do all that? Like,
Nemo probably is the most knowledgeable, so I'll just put my little two cents in first. So, from the way I understand is, like, remember how I said when I found out about Juice WRLD, this man had 3,000 followers, right, on Instagram? But he has all this potential, right? So he has all this potential, and he's got a decent fan base, but it's not by any means huge, right?
So
if they can get in and see how he's trending upwards by himself, if they can get in while the getting is good and, like, while he doesn't have that much leverage to be like, look at all these fans I have, like, y'all need to give me this much more money. If they can get in while he's, like, not as big, but they see he's trending up, they can take him, pay him a smaller amount of money. And, of course, I don't know how Juice WRLD's deal works. I'm just using him as an example. But, like, they can get him, give him a smaller amount of money than they would have had to if, like, how Lil Nas X is, like, number one song.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not it. That probably is a good example because, like, now I'm pretty sure Lil Nas X had a lot more leverage to be like, I have the number one song. You know what I mean?
Right, you have to come
so
begging for a deal.
So they can take them. And they can just put them everywhere, and it doesn't cost as much money for them because they didn't have to, like, give them this huge deal or anything. You know, they can get a better
deal. Because they already had a bit of a platform without them.
Not because they had less of a platform than some artists.
Oh, so, okay, so I get what you're saying. So we can offer you less because you need us more.
Yes.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
As far as I understand it, yeah, Nemo so, can probably get some more.
Yeah, so that's why these labels, they're getting very in touch with the way the internet is working.
They see it because the internet is the industry now.
Yes. So what they're doing is they'll see an artist that has the potential, has the marketing potential. They'll just bring him in. It could be a nobody artist, right? And they'll put all this money into him. They'll make him the big thing so that way the money they're making off of him goes straight to the label.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. That brings a lot more clarity to it. Damn, but see, when you're talking about marketability, Then we also have to bring in the question of what are they trying to market, because then that could eliminate a lot of good talent.
Because
like, that does, bro.
They're a business. All they care about is that current image right now.
Exactly. Yeah. What image do we know that we can make money off of that's been proven to make money?
Put them in there. Get all the money they can for a minute. If they keep going, that's great for them. But, hey, let's get it in while the iron is hot. And if they fade out, and so whatever.
That would explain, like, the whole thing. I mean, because that would explain the whole thing where, like, they – like, we keep complaining about seeing the same shit in the mainstream. That's why. They don't care about the culture itself in most cases. They're just caring about, yo, does this person have the potential to bring the audience that we already know is going to be here? Mm-hmm. And can we just, you know, exploit them by using that?
Yeah, they can just turn it up to, like, 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a prime example of Blueface Andrews' work. Because with Blueface, you already know the girls fucking love him. They think he's sexy or whatnot. And then with Juice WRLD, he's got that emo kind of vibe. So they're trying to attack those target audiences.
Oh, yeah. Like, SoundCloud niche audiences that is running the internet and that was and still running the internet, the major labels have recognized this. And I guess, you know, how could they not? It's part of the constant state of music evolving. And it's like, like even now that certain people like, okay, that's why we were so happy when like, say like for you when Jid was on XSL or like all these underground artists who we thought were really good.
Yeah.
But may have not had like, you know, with these labels, it's a whole bunch of things that go into determining if they're going to make you a star or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do you, you know, carry out a certain message that we feel like is going to make money? Do we believe in, like, longevity with you to invest in you like this? Because, like, from their head, they're like, okay, we're pouring money into you and we want a return on our investment.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know. Like
a lot of the times with industry plants, a way you can kind of tell more so than just, like, artists who have been grinding is like what you said of like these huge switch ups of names immediately and images.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, oh, the label's obviously heavily influencing you to make you more marketable as opposed to going into your market and expanding it and getting more viewers of the people that are already fucking with you.
They're exactly.
trying to make you the specific person so that you can get all these people that they think are your most marketable towards. So,
and it's like that's instant fame, like almost in a sense. Like it's like that you have to learn how to manage that shit. That can't be easy from like if you like one of y'all went from like where y'all at now into becoming like a Juice WRLD level or like a Chance the Rapper level celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Quickly, that's a lot to manage. You know what I'm saying? In a short period of time, it's like your life has changed entirely. Completely. You know what I'm saying? And it's like for industry plants, like it's like, okay, that's why I asked earlier. It's like I don't know what contract criteria y'all would consider, be like, damn, if I sign this, like, not saying that y'all would have to do anything that y'all wouldn't want to do or that would compromise y'all's whatever, but just saying, like, if they offered y'all a big deal and it's like, okay, you didn't really have, you weren't really getting, you know, notoriety like that before, but if you sign this deal, then you'll get, like, the instant mainstream shit.
Yeah.
Then I guess you would qualify as an industry plant, but it's like,
that's why I said, I don't really think it's inherently just bad. You know what I mean? Because that's like a lot of the
it's
way.
It's like by chance almost,
that's
too.
That's like a lot of the way how most older artists blew up. Like,
that's how they had to. It wasn't the internet.
There was no internet.
Yeah.
There was no, they would just blew up.
You had to know the right people.
By a label coming in, seeing their act, and like, we can make you a star. That's what you see that in all the movies. I can make you a star. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I think we should definitely talk about this in another episode, like in totality.
We're gonna touch on this in the future.
We should. Yeah. And like maybe even get into what we sign these particular deals and how we handle that type shit. Because that's shit. Because
my thing is, I wouldn't want to, like, if I was a person and I just happened to meet the right person or meet a big person that was already big and then I got on, I wouldn't want people to try to come and say I was an industry panel or whoever is trying to discredit the work that I might have put in and I just knew somebody. So to me, it's like, you kind of have, I don't want to, like, see somebody who's, like, made it or on and be like, damn, like, I don't know what you gave up to get in that position. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have went through a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
sometimes you put in a lot of work and then you just end up getting lucky, right?
Yeah.
So do we discredit all that work you put in? Like with Juice
that's
WRLD,
what I'm saying.
He put in all this work to get to where. That's why I don't want to discredit them. Like, you put in all this work to get to a certain point to where somebody sees him and be like, okay, we can make you huge.
Yeah.
Can I really discredit him?
Yeah. Did like, you blame him?
You didn't grind. Like, no. Like, he grinded and then he just ended up getting lucky at the end of it.
Yeah.
Instead of just slowly burning his way up, kind of like someone like Quebec is doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
And Quebec is now getting notoriety. You know? And you wouldn't be surprised if Quadeca got signed to fucking Morrow because now he's gaining notoriety.
But if he did, I don't think I would really call him an industry plant unless he switched up his image because he's
completely
already gotten so huge.
Yeah.
On his own, you know?
And I was also wondering if DaBaby was an industry plant because, like you said, he didn't get signed until this year. And as soon as he signed, they dropped his album. He fucking went number one like that. But when you go into his fucking discography, you see that he's been putting out mixtapes for like years and shit.
He was big in North Carolina where he's from.
Yeah,
so it's like he was big there. Like people know him there. He had a lot of local fans.
See, I think it definitely goes into like that grind. It was that grind there, like the discography. If he has all these projects and stuff, I don't really think I can call him an industry player.
I wouldn't say that.
Because even if he ended up getting lucky, it's like, well, he was putting in all this work and somebody saw what he was doing and was like, yeah, yo, let's
that's like, you know. That's like this, right? This is perfect. I have another example, but I'm just going to use this in the context of film because I would assume that the term industry plant could be for music and film if we're going by this criteria.
It could be.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like if we met fucking Donald Glover, we live in Atlanta where the show was filmed. If we just happened to meet him and then we were on from there or whatever, we could start getting opportunities. That was just by chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like you meet the right people.
People could go back and see all the like films that we made.
Yeah,
and
it's like, could you call us industry plants?
I wouldn't think.
It would depend. It would depend on how fast Donald Glover would blow us up.
Yeah, like if he literally just started putting us everywhere. I don't know.
See, but then it's you in that situation. Exactly.
But like everybody else is just like, nah, nigga, y'all just blew the fuck up. I mean,
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I think at a certain level, we would have to own up to that. It would just be like, yo, Donald Glover put us in this position. Like, we can't deny that. We can't denounce that, especially when it comes to film, because it's just like, fuck it. Like, yo, we just end up.
It is lucky. What it is.
But a lot of the times, you look at these names of these directors and these actors. A lot of the time, that shit just runs in the family, or that shit is friend shit, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely like, you know, an industry plant type shit, because it's just like, you didn't even really have to work for this. But for us to, like, it's difficult, man.
In the entertainment industry, like, we've always been told, it's about who the fuck you know. If you happen to meet the right person at the right time who can put you in that position, and then you start, like, especially if you're, like, you know what I'm saying, your talent is on display and you're, like, you make quality shit or whatever. Yeah. And then to me, it's just like, yo, everybody's path is different. Like, some people have to grind that 30 years or that, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and then they get on, and then some people, you know, get it instantly. It's just like with this industry, you never know. So that's why I'm not like, that's why I wanted to get clarification on like the whole industry term plant and not automatically attach a negative connotation to it, because it's just like, you know what I'm saying, if that was us, would you want somebody to be like, you're a fucking industry plant, like you don't know shit about this.
We'll get into it, because it is negatives and positives associated with
it.
And another way I think, like, with industry plants, like, shit, if they're really just putting them in there with less regards to their talent and just kind of just like, let's just make some money, they won't be around long. So you'll be, and the people that stick around long, if they started off as industry plants, quote unquote, I think you can kind of prove your way out of that if you become legendary enough. Because then it's like,
you can become an industry tree. I had to.
It's like you'll start off big, right? But it's up to you. Are you gonna stay on, or are you gonna fall off? Like, you got,
and that's like, sometimes
we've got to look at the context of, like, that work you put in for the music, you know.
And
know.
The fact that it's hard to stay on in any entertainment industry, it's hard to stay hot. Like, everybody's been hot at a certain point, but it's hard to stay hot consistently. That's why there's only like a few big names in music that are consistently getting these numbers, and same thing in film. So with film, it might be a little more diverse, but definitely in rap especially. That's why I'm saying, like, it's hard to get on, but it might be even harder to stay on once you got on, because it's like, especially nowadays, everybody's going on to the next thing so fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the hot topic for the day. And
is Lil Nas X a industry plant?
We talked about that. I said I don't think so. His song blew up on his own, and then
but
he signed.
When the song blew up, he immediately signed with Columbia. Like,
they probably came running to him.
Yeah, they came running to him. Yeah, and then they promoted the fuck out of it, got him on the Billboard.
But
and
he was already kind of popping, right?
And plus Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't know.
Once you meet that, okay.
Well, now he was already kind of established on his own as like, well, dang. See, I don't want to get into too long of a conversation because there's a lot of shit. Because, like, first off, he just had the one hit and then blah, 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 and all that.
It might be too early to tell for Lil Nas.
We'll see. But in short, I guess, like, industry plants. Do I think they're taking over the industry was the original question, right? Or do we think that?
Well, the original question was like, do you think music is kind of sucking so far?
But it led into the question of, is this the year for industry plants?
Oh, yeah, right. I wouldn't be able to tell you right now.
Yes.
Yeah, so far.
It is so far.
So far it is.
Speaking of, you know, that's why you should support some homegrown grinders. You know what I'm
saying?
You dig,
like my boy Huey and Nemo right here.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And Ramil, you know what I'm saying? We're all out here grinding,
learning everything by ourselves.
Yeah.
You dig?
You know what I'm saying? Good plug. Let me go ahead and, first off, we were talking with the Dead End Hip Hop guys earlier, and they reminded us that we should be putting ourselves on more. So, per that, let's go ahead and we want to tell you guys about, you know, we talked about just the Low Mid channel and stuff like that, but probably our biggest project that we've done on there is our documentary about mental health in the Black community,
yes,
called Invisible, The Untold Story of the Depressed Black Youth. And it's pretty much just our first entry into stuff like this and this topic,
yeah,
of depression and mental health. And it's a documentary that we put a lot of time into, a lot of effort into.
A lot of thought went into it as
well.
Yeah.
We talked to doctors, not doctors, a doctor who we want to, you know, give a lot of thanks to, and friends while mm-hmm. making this.
Yeah.
And, you know, go ahead and check that out, guys. Like, at LowMid, LOWMID on YouTube. I believe you can go to YouTube/LowMid.com or YouTube/C/LowMid, something like that. Just /us/LowMid. And go ahead and check that out for us, because we put a lot of effort into it. And while you're there, you can check out the rest of our, like, you know, we got skits and stuff.
Skits
up there
and other short films that we've done. Yeah, that documentary was definitely, it was definitely very rewarding once we finished it and mm-hmm. it got the reception that it did.
Yeah.
Because not only did we finish it, but not only did we finish it, not only was it well received, it's been shown at the Apex Museum. We've been invited to speak at panels about it.
Mm-hmm. At events from Delta.
You know what I'm saying? From the Delta sorority, and they wanted us to come and speak about it.
We spoke on a panel about it last month.
Yeah.
And so we just want to, first off, the support has been overwhelming for that.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to make not only good stuff of that nature, but just good quality stuff in general. Film,
music
related. We're always just trying to get better and grind.
Yeah. We're getting better
every single day.
Y'all will join us on this journey of us just trying to grind our way up to our apex,
where we
want to
be.
Where we want to be in the film industry, which is just
and all you guys that have been supporting from like the beginning, who are listening to us on the podcast, because y'all don't got to be doing that shit is dope as fuck.
Appreciate that too.
We just want to thank all y'all, and we just, y'all gonna see some good shit in the future. You know what I mean?
Y'all gonna see some, it's something gonna get better from here. If you already fuck with us, then it's gonna be so exciting just to see how far we're gonna go. And
and y'all may start to see some of that Low Mid flavor blend over into
Dead End Hip Hop. Just be on the lookout for that.
But just
be on the
lookout
for that. We got to add the sauce into the Dead End Hip Hop. We got to add our sauce onto it.
The flame.
So, definitely go check that documentary out.
Invisible, The Untold Story of the Depressed Black Youth. Y'all can find it. It's the most recent video on our channel.
Dig. And especially if you're a person who's going through that or is going through that, I definitely think that it will help you.
Yeah,
it'll help you get clarification.
Maybe if you want to, you know, send it to somebody who may be going through something, because there's a lot of good quotes on that video from the two amazing women who we interviewed for it, and you know, it gave us a lot of context. We'll get into that another day. We'll delve into that as well. But yeah, just go check that out, and then y'all will be in the know when we actually talk about some of the things we went through to make it. You know?
Yeah, you dig. And like you said, go check out the documentary. Go check out all of our other content. You'll get a good laugh.
Yeah.
Definitely checking out all our other stuff on Low Mid. Like you said, it's LOWMID all lowercase on YouTube. The thumbnail of the channel is a drawing, so that's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be specific,
me and
Raw.
we need to update it.
Yeah. We need to definitely to update that. But nonetheless, please go check it out. We appreciate all you guys' support on our channel, Low Mid Peer, the podcast. We couldn't do it without you guys.
Yeah, we'll continue to talk about that as more stuff develops. Be on the lookout. We got more stuff coming for that. And be sure to support all of us and me and Nemo. As you know what I'm saying, if y'all don't know, we're musicians, you know what I'm saying, we make music, so go ahead and check that stuff out too. We got a lot of good stuff.
They're rappers from Atlanta, so
yeah
you know what I'm saying, they're rappers from Atlanta,
there you go.
One of a kind, motherfucker.
Support. Yeah, we're the only, I'm pretty sure we're like the only rappers from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, y'all are the ones from Atlanta.
I don't really think Atlanta rappers is like popular right now, right?
Nah,
I can't really think of like who. Like,
I can't
Lil
think
Nas.
Of any Atlanta rappers.
He's just like a meme, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, who else other than him? That's the only competition.
Yeah,
really.
Huey Revolution, maybe, Nemo the Zeus, and then Lil Nas.
Yeah,
I think that's it. But
yeah,
fucking T.I.
Maybe, but yeah, that's old.
Maybe
generation.
Like 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so we're really the only option you guys got. So go ahead and support us. You know, you can follow me on Spotify, SoundCloud, everywhere. Got music on everything, but SoundCloud's where most of it is. At Huey Revolution. H-U-E-Y, by the way. And then y'all know how to spell revolution.
You dig.
Yeah. And
you
that's my Instagram and everything. Yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram at King Ramil. King R-A-H-M-I-L. Feel free. I'm interacting with people. You dig. You can follow me on IG.
Yeah. You can also follow me at Nemo the Zeus. N-E-M-O-T-H-E-Z-E-U-S. Yeah, you can DM me, comment at me, whatever. I give good advice and whatnot.
Yeah. You dig? So
yeah, and our Reddit will be up.
Oh, yeah, we'll be making that soon. So stay tuned for that.
You dig?
And yeah, thank you guys for listening.
And we out.
We'll see you next week.
Yep.